حي على الفلاح.
At the Islamic Center in Omaha, Nebraska, Muslims break their fast ahead of evening prayers during the holy month of Ramadan.
سميع الله لمن حمده.
It is a religious obligation for Muslims during the holiest period in their faith.
Allahu Akbar.
It is an observance that Mohammed Raja says JBS Swift prevents its Somali Muslim workers in Grand Island, Nebraska, from following.
When they see a Somalian woman or Somalian man leaving the line, they will prevent them from doing so and say that the work is going on, you have to keep on working, you are not here to pray, we pay you to work.
Raja, who is also Somali, is acting as an advocate for an estimated 400 workers in Grand Island. At one of two Somali-owned restaurants in this small town of 45,000 people, he listens to their concerns. Ali Shira says he initially believed JBS Swift understood the needs of Muslim workers.
All of a sudden, it just started to change. You know, they say either you work here or you give us the badge and leave. We ain't gonna let you pray.
Shira says he felt a moral obligation to continue practicing his evening prayers, which ultimately led to his dismissal. JBS Swift and Company declined to be interviewed on camera for this story, but issued a written statement to Voice of America, which reads, JBS Swift and Company does everything it can to reasonably accommodate the religious beliefs and practices of its employees. In addition, we do not condone or tolerate any discrimination or harassment of any sort. Specifically, we are working closely with the Center for American Islamic Relations to find a prayer solution for our Muslim employees that adequately addresses everyone's interests. Rima Capitan is an attorney for the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, in Chicago. Earlier this year, CARE submitted a complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of the Somali workers in Grand Island. It includes testimony from more than 40 of those workers who claimed they were verbally and physically harassed for praying. CARE continues to appeal to the company to allow Muslim workers short breaks to pray.
Workers are permitted bathroom breaks anyway, so it's not like they would even be treated differently. It would be akin to a bathroom break.
JBS Swift maintains it has not terminated any employees for their religious beliefs or practices, including praying in the workplace. Capitan says she hopes to reach an out-of-court settlement with the company.
Initially, they said that any break would be an undue burden on the company. Then recently we had an encouraging letter from them, a response to our suggestions, saying adopting them in part or proposing that they adopt them in part. They proposed to move the break time for all workers.
Ali Shira is now employed at a plant in a neighboring town where he says he is allowed to observe his religious customs. He says his experience with JBS Swift is causing him to doubt religious freedom in the United States.
We were given an orientation before we were brought here about the Constitution of the United States, and we never thought this was going to happen to us. We've been told that there is a freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of practices.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Grand Island, Nebraska.